Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Ron C. with the Washington Police Department about safety ahead of RAGBRAI, which is coming to Washington on Friday. RAGBRAI is coming into Washington pretty quickly, and with that, do you have any advice for the residents of Washington as far as the roads are concerned, if they need to go out and about for anything?
Yeah, we're going to suggest if people have errands that they normally run on Friday, take care of them on Thursday or wait until Saturday. You might avoid the downtown area because it's all going to be blocked off all around the square area. It's going to be for pedestrian traffic only. West Madison from Sunset Park out to Moore's BP, out Fairground area, that's all going to be coned off for vehicle traffic on the northbound lanes, and then the far southbound lane is going to be for bicycle traffic only. This is due for the safety of the bicyclists, along just with making it a little bit easier so the cars don't have to worry about the bicyclists themselves.
Right, so if people want to go out and about, they can hop on a bike or go on foot.
Go on foot. We're also going to have shuttles running throughout the city, and those locations are actually on the website if they want to check those out. But yeah, just kind of be cognizant of the bicyclists that are going to be out and realize that we're going to have extra traffic in town. It's going to take you a little bit longer to get around if you want to get out and about on Friday.
And with all of this, are you getting help from other law enforcement agencies in the area?
Yes, we are. We've got help coming from Jefferson County, Fairfield PD. We're still waiting to hear from Henry County, but also probation and parole is asking to assist with this. And so, yeah, we've got help coming from outside agencies, which is an asset for us. And then if they have something like this, we in turn help them with their programs or their events that they have going on also.
Well, it's nice to hear that you guys are all able to work together. And is there anything that the public can do to help alleviate anything for law enforcement?
Like I say, just run your errands the day before or wait till the day after. Don't get upset because we're going to have a lot of extra people in town, and that's going to be a great thing for the economy for the city of Washington. So just embrace it. Have fun with these folks. They're here to have a good time. You just make sure you go out and have a good time also.
And we heard about it at City Council recently. There are plans in place should a storm approach. Can you kind of walk us through that?
Yes, we are having a representative from the National Weather Service. He's going to be on site here monitoring. Myself and other officers will also be monitoring that throughout the day. If we do have something come in, we do have storm shelters established, that we will get those opened up. We will assist getting bicyclists there. If you are a host family and have people staying in your yard, be sure and open up your home and get those people into a safe place. We do have things in place to take care of this, and we will make sure that the people are safe while they're here visiting our community.
And a lot of the activities will be downtown. Will that help kind of focus everything for you guys?
Yeah, that's going to be great. It's going to create a lot of people in a small area, just being the downtown area. But if we do have something come through, we've got local churches who are more than willing to open up their basements to us, so that will help us for that. But it's just going to be a wonderful event. We are not anticipating any problems, but we are prepared for them if they should arise.
That's been today's Washington Page with Ron C. from the Washington Police Department, speaking about safety during RAGBRAI, which will be in Washington this Friday. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.